101.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 70 mile per hour winds fueling the flames of wildfires in California. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on what's going on in L.A. County.
One fire north of Los Angeles burning more than 14,000 acres. More than 1,200 people evacuated.
The winds are probably going to be the biggest factor in battling this blaze.
Winds carried embers 3/4 of a mile. Firefighters to the west managed to stop the progress of another fire near Lancaster, which burned at least one building not far from dozens of homes. In Northern California, reports of buildings destroyed by a fire in Sonoma County. Experts warn this could be an especially dangerous fire season due in part to climate change.
A heat dome stretching across the northeastern quarter of the country with triple-digit temperatures expected from Illinois through Vermont. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is set to sign an executive order today issuing 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. Numerous shootings across the country this weekend, including one in Detroit that left a 4-year-old boy critically wounded. This is ABC News. One of the world's most famous chefs not talking about food, instead urging everyone to wear a helmet when they are out biking. Gordon Ramsay says after what happened to him, it was a very nasty crash. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
I'm lucky to be here.
Ramsay, visibly shaken at times, thanked the doctors and nurses who cared for him. He posted a picture suited up before the crash and a photo showing his mangled helmet after, alongside a stern warning to his fans.
Honestly, you've got to wear a helmet. I don't care how short the journey is. I don't care, you know, the fact that these helmets cost money, but they're crucial.
More than 1,000 bicyclists died in crashes with motor vehicles in the U.S. in 2022, a record high.
Gordon Ramsay did not say what led to his accident. McDonald's is putting a pause on using AI in its drive-thru lanes after problems with testing. One woman ordered a sweet tea and got 9 of them. Another customer ordering ice cream got ketchup and butter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's back, the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk, Saturday, July 6th. Registration is open online through Race Roster. Get the QR code by going to the Facebook page for the Phillips Chamber and the Price County Events Facebook page. It's $20 for registration up to the day of the race. The day of the race is $30. The race starts at 8:30 a.m. promptly July 6th. Thank you for all the sponsors that help bring the Spirit of America Run Walk to the Phillips area.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mercury Marine is laying off 252 workers in Fond du Lac and making what it calls workforce adjustments at its other facilities. The job cuts will happen on July 26th. The company blames low sales. Mercury Marine is the biggest employer in Fond du Lac County. A U.S. police officer on January 6th says Donald Trump is unfit to be president. Harry Dunn is now campaigning for President Biden. He tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Trump's recent felony convictions should also disqualify him.
As a convicted felon, he's no longer able to possess firearms, but that's all right. He has the code to the nuclear weapon. Another individual may be disqualified from a job because they're a felon. He's now running on the fact that he is convicted.
Dunn campaigned for Biden in Madison on Thursday and Eau Claire on Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Warmer temperatures forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, WISDOT, is advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. While it's difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, WISDOT offers offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews as they repair damaged pavement. Before your trip, check the 511 travel information system, 511wi.gov, for the latest on any incidents or delays. And if necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. I'm Austin Burme, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Sheridan Carl Schock, age 78, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, June 12th, at his home. He is survived by his wife, Shirley, of Glidden, by his daughter, Carla Schock, of Appleton, further survived by his daughter-in-law, along with three sisters, Marilyn Sellers, of Park Falls, by Donna Slagenhaupt, of Hialeah, Florida, and by Joanne Hall of Park Falls, survived by two brothers, Jerry Schock of Park Falls and Lonnie Schock of Hudson, further survived by his brothers-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. At Sheridan's request, no services will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This is a funeral notice for Sheridan Carl Schock, age 78, of Glidden. Raymond C. Dumbs, 85, passed away June 4th at River's Edge Rehab Center in Park Falls following a lingering illness. Ray is survived by his wife, Jerry, by one daughter, Kathy Rose of Butternut, by three sisters, Marge Turbo of Plover, by Mary Bilkey of Gresham, and by Dolly Taplin of Rethrum, Idaho, further survived by one brother, Rick Dumbs of Park Falls, by stepchildren, by step-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and friends. Private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond C. Dumbs, age 85. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms continue. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 75. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms eventually becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Breezy for your Tuesday with scattered storms and a high near 86.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series against the Angels in Anaheim tonight. On Thursday, they play the Padres. 7 games in 7 days. Center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, very busy road trip. I feel like we got 10, 12 guys who are from California, so it's going to be a lot of family and friends, so trying to have to balance that with winning every day.
Perkins with a spectacular throw from center to home plate to end yesterday with a 5-4 win over the Reds. Manager Pat Murphy.
We're not great, but but that's the way you play championship ball. You know what I mean? We got thrown out first stolen base. What did we do? Kept running. That's just kind of like an attitude.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight in Boston. The Celtics up 3-1 after losing by 38 points Friday in Dallas. Drew Holiday.
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's tactical. I think it's mental. Being a more tested team. But I think it's about locking in for another battle in Game 5.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, we crowned some state softball champions over the weekend. Division I state champ went to Kenosha Bradford as they topped Milton in the championship game by a score of 9-3. Division II softball, Waupun defeats Mosin East 7-3 for the state title. In Division III, Prescott softball state champs, they beat Laconia by a score of 3-1. And in Division IV, Fall Creek topped Cuba City 7-0 for the state championship. And in Division V softball, it was Pacelli topping Oakfield by a score of 4-3. They crowned champions also on Saturday in girls state soccer. In Division I, it was Kimberly. They topped Muskego for the state title. By a score, Muskego was the winner on that one by a score of 2-1. In Division II, you had Oregon taking on Whitefish Bay. Oregon, the winner, 1-0. In Division III, championship game was Plymouth and Catholic Memorial. Plymouth wins it 2-1. And in Division IV, girls state soccer, it was Keel taking on the Prairie School. The Prairie School winning that 7-1 girls state soccer championships from the weekend.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
I performed in Italy recently. It was beautiful. And I took my wife and we went. It was in Tuscany. Now we check in to our hotel room. We go to the pool, start looking around the pool. See a beautiful couple come down. Beautiful couple. Just on their honeymoon. You could tell they're recently married. Stunning. The woman was well put together. Had a nice sun hat on. Big brim. Nice wedge. Ladies, get yourself a nice wedge for the pool deck. Had a nice see-through sash. Beautiful. Just blew in the wind. Guy had a nice swim trunk on. Right here, mid-thigh. Guys, get yourself a nice trunk for the season. You seen some of these men that wear this swimsuit down in it? What are you wearing? Slacks? So they get into the pool. They start to swim as a couple. I've never seen anything like it. She's doing the breaststroke. Just... He's doing the butterfly. I've never seen the butterfly outside the Olympics. This guy is doing a recreational butterfly on his honeymoon. You know how violent that is? The entire pool looks like a jacuzzi.
Let's do this.
Well, welcome to Monday.
I tell you, hard, tiring work.
Thanks for kicking off the work week with us.
98Q Country.
Of a page. Now it's time to focus.
98QCountry.com.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles.
Wow.
Damon, 98Q Country, and I hope you are well on a Monday, the 17th of June. Joel here, and a cloudy day with some rain likely here and there, but just feel-wise, I just was outside a little bit during the news there, and it's almost perfection as far as just the temperature feel goes, for me anyway. Not too cold, not too warm. For me, a humid 65, 68 degrees is like, ooh, this is like Florida without the 90 and really, really, really hot. It feels good out there. But some rain showers are gonna make you scamper a little bit for shelter here today. Maybe a thunderstorm also here and there is a possibility. Get into your Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. Get your day going with a little cup of Joe. And get the day moving. A little snack for the day. Your Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. Hope your weekend was good. I just kind of chilled out Saturday. My son and I were up in Ashland helping and supporting a fundraiser up there at the Civic Center in Ashland. So yesterday we just kind of laid low. It was nothing. We just kind of chilled out. It's kind of a cloudy, wet day anyway. Couldn't do a whole lot outside. Afternoon turned out to be okay. I probably watched more of a golf tournament yesterday than I ever have in my life. I woke up at about 8 o'clock, turned on the PGA and the early tee-offs, and I think the TV was on all. I didn't watch the whole thing, but the TV was on all day. I watched right up until the last putt when DeChambeau won the championship over Rory McIlroy. It was a great U.S. Open. It was a wonderful U.S. Open. I enjoy watching some of the amateurs, younger players, people who are going to really benefit financially from finishing in the top 10 or 15 in the tournament, and their incentive to play well. Did you see the golf course that they played on? If you want to torture me, as far as the game of golf goes, drive me out to, where were they, North Carolina? Drive me out to North Carolina and make me play that course. Oh, my gosh. It was fairways. You know, you tee the ball off, and there's the nice spot down the middle. Apparently, hitting the ball down the middle is beneficial in golf. So down the middle is the beautiful grass, you know, the beautiful, just wonderful. But most golf courses, when you veer off to the left or right, the grass gets a little bit longer. And there's an occasional tree, maybe a lot of trees. Usually longer grass and trees are what you find in the rough of a golf course. This golf course was what they call, well, if you weren't in the fairway on this golf course, you were in what they call a natural area. Basically, what they're saying is, we're too lazy to take care of it. We're just gonna let her go. And there was sand and tufts of grass, and kind of like if you've ever been to the ocean out on the East Coast, that's what it was like. Just tufts of grass and sand. Horrible. Just most of the plays were not good. So these players were playing those shots out of there, and they're still able to hit them like 200 yards, you know, with like a 9-iron. They're just launching them. If you or I were in there, well, about 4 hacks later, we'd be fortunate to be on the fairway. But it was an entertaining golf course to watch, that's for sure. Definitely a different, a very unique layout. And it was fun to see DeChambeau win it. Very popular golfer. Hope your Father's Day was good yesterday. I celebrated, like I said, yesterday by just kind of relaxing. So my dog, in a Father's Day related story, my dog, Billy, who is a four-year-old pug who we got from an area humane society and was a rescue dog from Texas, came in on a whole van load of pets from Texas, a bunch of dogs on the street. I don't know what's going on down there, but anyway, this is, we're told the story of our pug is that he was a puppy mill breeder dog and was kept in a kennel for the first three and a half plus years of his life. So had a few issues from that physically. But we were told that our dog was kind of a puppy mill breeder type dog. So yesterday, needless to say, our dog Billy, our mailbox was full of Father's Day cards. So they got his address, but they were, he was opening cards all day long. Little milk bone treats in there. It was a good day for our little Billy the Pug. It was a good day. Good day.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep a big trap shut.
Felt sorry for our mail person who had to bring all those cards to us. And gifts, too. Gifts. It was just wonderful. There was another story over the weekend that just absolutely had my jaw dropping. And I'm not sure if this was, so when did this come out? So actually, Saturday I read this. Did you see this? Where a 6-year-old George Washington, well, there's a story, of course, of young George Washington when he was 6 years old chopping down the cherry tree. So that's all a myth. They're just like, that doesn't, whatever. But over the weekend, or late last week, they found on the premises of the old George Washington Mount Vernon estate, they're apparently remodeling that estate out in Virginia, and they found, in the process of unearthing some stuff and moving stuff around, they found 35 glass bottles that were filled with cherries and berries dating back to the 1700s. And I read this, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. The bottles were found in 5 storage pits near the mansion in the cellar. 29 of the 35 bottles were perfectly preserved with cherries and berries inside of the bottle. And I see a picture, they kind of took some of the cherries and berries out of one of the bottles, and they looked delicious. They looked delicious. So the slowly drying bottles apparently composed of materials and foodstuffs that are likely 250 years old are going to be sent from Mount Vernon's archaeology lab to an offsite location for conservation. Isn't that incredible? 1800, back in the 1700s, these bottles with berries and cherries in them preserved for 250 plus years. I thought it was just amazing on that. All right. I got some tickets. If you're interested, you know who Molly Hatchet is? You ever heard of Molly Hatchet? Wait a minute. But kind of a rock band from the 70s and 80s. Well, they're coming to Lake of the Torches. They're coming to Lake of the Torches. They're obviously older, a few different band members in there, whatever. But the Molly Hatchet performance will happen at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. And this will be July 5th, so the day after the 4th of July. Hey, way to figure that out, Joel. So Friday, July 5th. And I've got a pair of tickets. I got 3 or 4 pairs of tickets here. And if you're interested and going, give us a call. Stop by. We'll get you in there for free. It's normally 30. I think it's 30 bucks, isn't it? Yeah, 30 bucks. So I got a couple pairs of those tickets for Molly Hatchet over at Lake of the Torches coming up July 5th, which seems like a long ways away. I mean, because it seems like we just started summer, right? Well, July 5th is already just a couple of weeks away here. 4th of July. 4th of July is 2 weeks from Thursday. 2 weeks from Thursday. So if you're interested in the Molly Hatchet, give us a call or stop by the radio station here, 715-762-3221. We've also got raffle tickets for the Northwoods Community Credit Union's Golf Classic, this year benefiting the Flambeau River Community Growing Center. $1,000 for first place, another $500 cash prize, and many other wonderful prizes in that. Great thing that NCCU does for a charity every year. And our local, we're going to be, I haven't golfed in one of these best ball tournaments in a few years, but I'll be out there with Gray and my son Blake, and we're negotiating with a fourth person, trying to bring in a ringer to carry my butt around the course. Let's get you updated on what's going on at 737 ABC with an update.
ABC
NBC News. I'm Sherry Preston. 70-mile-per-hour winds fueling the flames of wildfires in California. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on what's going on in L.A. County.
One fire north of Los Angeles burning more than 14,000 acres. More than 1,200 people evacuated.
The winds are probably going to be the biggest factor in battling this blaze.
Winds carried embers 3/4 of a mile. Firefighters to the west managed to stop the progress of another fire near Lancaster, which burned at least one building not far from dozens of homes. In Northern California, reports of buildings destroyed by a fire in Sonoma County. Experts warn this could be an especially dangerous fire season due in part to climate change.
A heat dome stretching across the northeastern quarter of the country with triple-digit temperatures expected from Illinois through Vermont. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is set to sign an executive order today issuing 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. Numerous shootings across the country this weekend, including one in Detroit that left a 4-year-old boy critically wounded. This is ABC News.
News. I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field wants Governor Evers to investigate how National Guard leaders handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in 4 internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that Adjutant General David May broke National Guard policy. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers. Researcher Nicholas Carnes says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
Democracy is a good thing, but this is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office in any setting. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working-class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire officially broke ground on its new Science and Health Sciences building on Thursday. Officials expect the new building will open in 2027, and it will feature new classrooms and labs, a rooftop greenhouse and observatory, and a nursing simulation lab. In addition to the new resources for students, the university and Mayo Clinic Health System have partnered to integrate Mayo's research operations with the school, giving students more opportunities to get hands-on experience. Construction on a new addiction treatment center broke ground in Eau Claire this week. According to a WEIU report, Arbor Place has been providing substance use disorder treatment in Menominee for years and is opening a new treatment unit specifically for pregnant and parenting women. Officials expect construction to wrap up in about a year, and when completed, the facility will include 20 beds for women and children and a designated space for childcare. The project is expected to cost nearly $6 million. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Brewers with another series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers win a thriller 5-4 before a sold-out AmFam Field on Father's Day. It's the 8th time in a row the Brewers have beat the Reds in a series. Willie Adames with another dramatic home run in the 6th to take the lead on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras at second, Yelich at first. And Adames in the center field. He is watching. This one is back. And the Brewers take the lead.
Really thought they were going to attack me with the fastball because last time I faced him, he was throwing me a lot of fastballs in. So I just tried to get a pitch closer to me, and, you know, I wasn't looking for it, but I recognized it and, you know, put the barrel on it.
That's Willie Adames. The crew in Anaheim tonight to take on the Angels. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau held on to win his second U.S. Open by beating Rory McIlroy.
I was a little lucky. Rory didn't make a couple putts that he could have coming in. I had an amazing up and down in the last. It's a dream come true.
That's Bryson DeChambeau. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Once again,
it's time. Dad. He was a crucial component in creating both you and your brother. Yet, making that Walmart bookshelf come together still seems to be a struggle.
Seriously, why are they getting so many screws?
Happy Father's Day.
98Q Country.
Put a rain check in his hand till you
yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Before 8 at 7:49, we got some serious weather moving in from the west. It's looking pretty ominous out there. No watches or warnings have been issued yet, but we're going to get it here. The rain and thunderstorms are talking about after a pleasant couple of hours here this morning is going to end, if it hasn't already, where you are. I mentioned I was watching the U.S. Open over the weekend, and it always amazes me when I watch the crowds. There's about 35, I think they allow 35,000 people onto the ground each day, I believe it is, for that U.S. Open over in the Carolinas. And some of the times the way that people position themselves, the fans, for instance, someone will be in the rough, have a shot behind a tree or whatever, and there's always fans that they start where the golfer is and they kind of V out a little bit, but there's still They're way too close to where the golfer is hitting the golf ball. And I always tell my wife, as we're watching this, I said, if that was me hitting the ball, I said, I would tell everybody, I would tell everybody, back up, get behind me. I don't know where it's going. But these professional golfers obviously are pretty good, but they do, well, they're more than pretty good, but they do occasionally hit errant shots, especially when the ball's lying in a weird spot in the rough. There was one point where Bryson DeChambeau had a shot, and he had a big tuft of grass in front of him. And there was literally people almost standing like right in front of where he was swinging. I told my wife, I said, if I swung the club with those people there, I said, I'm pretty sure I would kill seven people. And she said, with one ball? I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. It would just go right off her people's head. They would just drop. It would just, like a video game, just down they would go. But obviously the professional golfers are just a little bit better than that. But people do get hit once in a while. People do get hit. A lot of times, if you've ever been to a pro golf event, people will get hit by errant tee shots, you know, like 250 yards. It's not like the line drive off of the tee. They don't usually shank it that bad. But I always look at the crowds and I'm just like, get out of the way. I wouldn't be standing. I just wouldn't be standing there. Great U.S. Open if you're a golf fan. It was very, very fun to watch that. We got rain, like we said, moving in. Thunderstorms a possibility today. Some ominous weather moving in from the west here. We'll keep an eye on any watches or warnings that may be issued for our area. Batten down the hatches. Some storms going to be blowing through here shortly.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is, getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
What's better than a Tuesday? Well, pretty much everything. But now KFC has $10 Tuesdays, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. It's also a pretty simple one, so we've got time to repeat it again. $10, 8 drums and thighs from Kentucky Fried Chicken on Tuesdays. It's $10 every Tuesday at KFC. $10 Tuesdays. Okay, I think you get it. Finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girl.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're gonna have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 73124. For rules and how to enter, visit Febreze.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms continue. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 75. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms eventually becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Breezy for your Tuesday with scattered storms and a high near 86. Right now, it's 65.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.